buddy or just our people to maintain and make the lake usable. So we don't have a problem with that. And we would help formulate an association to make everybody work together. There are currently, and I don't know the exact numbers, but altogether, there's about 80 lots that are not built on yet in the subdivision. There are about 54, like they said, built or being built. So whatever percentage that is unbuilt, plus the 7 or 8 commercial lots up front that are not built on. The covenants that they speak of that we've thrown in the trash, there are no covenants for most of the subdivision. There are some covenants referenced to parts of Sunset Cove that do mention in the covenants timeshare, unit weeks, who the management company is, and so forth and so on, which we all know that particular one didn't work out. The gentleman that said that he had a letter from us asking, that was Built Right or SMBZ Construction that sent it, not JMS, although they are affiliated companies, was being disgruntled, and it was a house we were building for Built Right at the time, and he was telling everybody that he was going to sue us and everything and stopping every subcontractor in front of his house and telling him everything under the sun and how he was going to sue. So we told him to stop.
That's irrelevant.
I know. I'm just kind of reiterating. If there was a dump there, I would say there might not be rock. And all of that property, you can dig a couple shovelfuls and you hit rock. So if it was a landfill, somebody's removed it or placed rock over it, and it's solid. The quality of the Built Right houses, just so you all know, as they brought up, and it is kind of irrelevant, so I'll make it quick. Built Right has built many houses in the subdivision for individual customers that owned individual lots. Not lots that we owned, and we built exactly what they asked us to build. So it's not something, everything we build fits more with the subdivision. We put brick on the houses, stuff like that. We have higher square footages, and so forth. And our houses are built very good quality. So, and then I disagree with the lowering of the value of property.
Okay.
So that's all I have.
Any questions you'd like to ask?
I do. Now, this being a special use permit, the use wouldn't transfer with the property.
I think the way he set it up, yes,
actually,
it would.
Actually, it is a Division 3 for a major development permit is how they applied.
So this is not a special use.
No, I can go through this
and
real quick.
It would transfer.
Uh-huh.
So he could sell it to 10 individual owners.
Correct.
That
it would
manage
carry with
it
the property.
Themselves,
yes.
And it carries with the property
mm-hmm.
whoever owns it.
Mm-hmm.
But they're required to meet.
Yeah, here's the staff recommendations that was in your packet. That if the appeal was approved, that they'd have to comply with as far as parking, postings, fire department regulations, sales tax, buffer, which there's only like one location that there is a buffer required.
That's in this particular, the first?
But should be in every one. This
each of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Who would enforce that?
We've enforced these. We've had a lot of questions in the past about towels on the rails and bird poop on sidewalks and different things, but we don't enforce that.
Oh, yeah.
But we enforce this. If there's parking in the streets and we get a complaint, we would have to address it with the owner of the property. And if it continued, then they have the possibility of losing their permit.
Sabrina, I do have a question for you. I think in my head the crux of this appeal is how we define compatibility. I think that on paper we say this land is compatible with that around it. There's commercial buildings. I think the traffic flow in or out. But I have to believe, and I wasn't at the last board meeting, but I have to believe that the board unanimously voted that it was incompatible after hearing the people that are here, the people that you just talked to. Is there something you would say that would help me understand why?
Well, I disagree just as they disagree, but, you know, the simple fact that it's right up against commercial and that it is zoned, I mean, it's zoned multifamily, multi-use, however you want to look at it. I mean, the property is there. There's across the highway, I think, is Holiday Hills, which has nightly rental. It hasn't hurt anybody's property values over there that's had houses right next to it. And it's right there in commercial area as well. And they've got buildings right up to the road and right up to the back of people's houses.
Yes.
So you believe it is compatible with
I believe it's 100% compatible.
The people that live in that.
Yeah, that's why we picked this side with that project, is it's out of, you know, going through the main subdivision. That's what we did. Is we designed it, that's why we brought it as three projects to explain the three different uniqueness to the projects.
And you own how many undeveloped lots in this property?
How many? I think about 40. About 40. I don't know exactly. There's 10 there, 3 there. There's the 7 acres.
Could you kind of point them out, if you would, please?
Okay, so we own these here. These here, there's like one we don't own, a couple. We own all of these.
And they're all undeveloped. They're vacant.
We're building on a couple of them. But yes. And then we own all of this. And then we own a lot up here. It's right here. We're building on that one. And then we own this. And then we own all of this.
Are those spec homes, custom homes that you're
these
building?
These are, two are spec. This one is now custom for this old.
Is the lake, the one that goes up from the creek behind our house? Is that the lake that people
could you point it out?
Yeah. Is this the lake that all these people are going to use? It is.
Well, that's privately owned right now. So
that's part of what?
Privately owned.
Yeah.
The developer owns it, so.
Okay, so my house is down on Holtz Lake, and it's just a little creek behind. And is that what fills this lake, that little creek?
Yeah.
This is not a lake. Two motorboats would be.
It's great water.
No, it isn't. Yeah. I mean, it's really thin, and people just have paddle boats. So I don't know what you're talking about people living on the lake and using the lake. That's never going to happen unless they flood it.
There's roots in it from the tornado still also.
What?
Roots.
Okay.
From housing, so yeah.
The only other thing I would ask is, would you like to see this traffic study?
Okay.
That's great information. I appreciate you bringing that up.
Thanks.
Okay. That's helpful,
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, team.
Well, I own a condo at Holiday Hills also, and I've had it on nightly rental.
Can you state your name, please?
Patricia Holland, and I live at 490 Holtz Lake Drive.
Okay.
And my concern is the management of this property. It can get out of control if no one manages it properly. I mean, you know, you're supposed to have people mowing the lots, cleaning up after those people that come in and rent. And who's gonna handle all that?
Yep, that'll be
they don't have it set up yet, so we're afraid it'll just go by the wayside.
Okay. Thank you. Can we continue on?
Hmm?
Can we continue more statements?
Oh, that's up to you.
Okay.
That's your totally up to you.
Kind of refers to all of them. I am a vet, and there's many of us in the subdivision that are vet. My name is Penny Metter. I live at 320 Holtz Lake Drive, and it's down at the very end. Here, there's an empty lot there, my neighbor's there, and an empty lot.
You're on which?
No, where am I? You're on the other side. You're on the other side of the lake. Oh, there I am. Okay. I actually live here, there's an empty lot, my neighbors, and then they own these two lots as well.
one of the things that I have researched, if you have a saturated living situation like Holiday Hills or a community, if you have at least 50% of folks that are nightly rentals, you cannot get a federal loan, VA or FHA. They will not support that. So that is one of my main concerns.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, do you guys have any questions?
There's a couple more to speak if you want to.
Oh. Thanks, Rick.
As the young lady just spoke now, as far as the value of the property goes, we have spoke to, and Corey, I think you're a realtor. Am I correct? Yeah. So that does affect the property value, because if you have to, a limited people that can purchase your home, it gives you a limited amount of people that might have the money to buy it. Some people that are depending on their military loan cannot afford to buy a house because they can't get this loan anymore. So I think you'd have to agree it does affect the value of your property by putting nightly rentals in it.
Okay. Thank you.
Can I just say one thing real quick? This particular project only affects 7% of all of the lots that will eventually be built up.
Thank you. Yeah, up here. Yeah, to the microphone so you're having a right now. Yeah.
John Waterman again. I put my house on the market at the end of the year. I had three people look at it, and Williams, Keller Williams, wouldn't even show it once this whole thing started up. So I'm going to the county assessor myself, and I would tell these people to do the same thing and get the cut on our taxes.
Okay.
And if you can get any more of them, fine.
Okay, thank you.
I have a comment probably more for this board. My understanding is I think probably our decision that we're going to need to make is whether or not the previous planning and zoning board used the correct definition of compatibility. I mean, if you look at this on paper, I don't know that there's a better location that you could pick for where to do nightly rentals. It doesn't have to drive through a neighborhood, arguably. It seems like it would be perfect, but the people in this room are telling us it's incompatible, and I think the previous board said unanimously it's incompatible. And did they correctly interpret that, or was it incorrect, and therefore we need to overrule this? I don't know. I mean, I would say that if it were me and I was building this, I would want to make sure that I had the residents all supporting it, in which case it'd be compatible. There wouldn't be an issue. And how could that be? I don't know. That's argument for a different board, I'm sure. But was it correctly interpreted, compatible or not?
Well, yeah, to me personally, that is a commercial area. That side of the lake, that project, those 10 homes. And I'm just talking out loud here so the audience can hear, thinking out loud. That backs up to a commercial property, no residential, on that side of the lake, where that is. Now, if it were approved at this time or any time, I would think that he would need to maintain that road across the dam. Because even though it's a county right-of-way, you've said, it's creating a traffic issue in the neighborhood, and if you're going to develop, you need the people on your side, and they're not. Now, I don't know whose fault that is. Maybe no one's fault. But
in the original proposal of the other side and everything, we included maintaining, not necessarily maintaining the road, but bringing it up to standards and paving.
And the other thing that seems to be contentious is the lake. Who owns it and who can use it? You suggested that you'd be willing. You've got 40-some undeveloped lots here. It seems to me it would be in your best interest to try to get these people on your side. And working with that lake, with the homeowners association, now ownership of that lake also brings liability. You folks need to understand. If you own it, then you own it. if something bad happens, the dam washes out or a kid drowns in it,